Did you know that one of Ireland's youngest primary teachers is just 7 months old? Every few weeks, Lisa Crowley brings her baby into Scolnamuchlee in Clonakilty in County Cork, and they facilitate the teaching of empathy to the boys of second and third class. It's part of a Canadian programme called Roots of Empathy, which is delivered in Ireland by the children's charity Barnardo's. It's been shown to reduce aggression and bullying. It's been shown to develop emotional intelligence and increase resilience. And our reporter, Aideen Finnegan, has been to Clonakilty to speak to everyone involved, and she's with me back in the studio. Aideen, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, remind us of the difference between empathy and sympathy.
Yes, because a lot of people use these interchangeably. Essentially, sympathy is being able to observe and commiserate with someone, while empathy is a broader term, and it refers to somebody's capacity to be able to take on the perspectives of someone else and to feel with them. So experts believe we're all born with an innate sense of empathy. But as with many other characteristics, if it's not nurtured early, it diminishes over time. So in Scolnamuchlee, Lisa and baby Dave came into the classroom. First, the boys greeted him individually, and they sang him their welcome song. And then baby Dave sits on a big green mat with all the boys sitting around him. And resource teacher Elaine Connolly leads the workshop. Each one has a theme. And then this one, it was sleep.
Okay then, everybody up to bed.
When we're going to sleep, and how some of us find it very difficult. As some people said, they like to have a really dark room. And we have a few questions. Is that okay?
Yeah.
This evening, I'd be able to sleep when it's pitch dark, and I'd be able to sleep like outside when it's totally bright, but I wouldn't be able to sleep with the door half open.
The door half open, okay. So would you like to ask Lisa a question about Dave?
How many times in a day does Dave sleep?
Including night time, five.
Five times, so he's quite a few naps so during the day.
Does he go to sleep in his cot by himself?
Yes. Very good. Wow.
Does he sleep in your arms?
No, not anymore. He's too big now.
So they're asking the mother, Lisa, questions about how baby Dave is getting on.
Yes. So the principle of the programme is based on the idea that the children can identify and label a baby's feelings and intentions, because an infant's face is a theatre of emotions. You know, the filter hasn't come down yet. They haven't been socialised out of, you know, closing off their feelings to the world. And also, the baby has no agenda and is uncritical. And then there's the idea of attachment. Apparently, the mother-baby relationship is the most powerful model of empathy. So at the heart of the programme is the fact that a volunteer in the community will visit the classroom throughout the year. And in this case, it's Lisa Crowley. Her godson's in the class in Scolnamuchlee, so a teacher approached her about taking part. And she believes this group of children are seeing the benefits.
I do think that boys especially will have difficulty recognising their own feelings and recognising the feelings in other boys. And I think as a programme, it's going to prevent bullying long term. And I think it's a great idea to get to the children at this age so that they'll bring what they've learned forward.
Have you noticed a difference in the boys since the first workshop you did and
yes,
today?
They were a little bit shyer their very first time, and it was all new to them, and seeing the little baby was very new to some of them. And then the next time then they couldn't wait to see him and to see how big he is after getting. Every single time they've gotten a lot more talkative and wanting to talk to me and expressing their feelings.
The boys as well were very interested and very, you know, caring, and, you know, they were rocking their teddies in for the lullaby. And we don't see that a lot with boys. Those messages are kind of passed on to girls very early on.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, I hadn't seen that before now myself. And I was delighted that they all brought in their little comforters. And I'm very brave of them. That'll tell you how much they've grown as a class. They might have been ridiculed months ago.
And is it nice that Dave has his own little legacy then in their lives?
Yes, Dave is going to be I suppose he's like the most famous baby in Clonakilty.
I'd have to chew on the microphone there. I don't think you'll like the taste of that, Dave, will you?
It doesn't matter.
So, all the boys brought in a cuddly toy without in any fear of recrimination.
Yes, and they, you know, they had the sleep theme, so they were, you know, cradling them like a baby when they were singing the lullaby. So they were thrilled to see Dave and observe how he was getting on, and they weighed and they measured him as well so they could chart how big he's getting. And just as the bell was going off, I spoke to two of the boys about how they feel about them.
It's quite exciting, and we kind of get all excited when he comes in.
And what about you? Do you feel excited as well?
Yeah, we can see what he can do every time he comes in. We can see how he moves and how he grows.
And does that make you happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, makes me happy as well.
And do you think it's easier to talk about how you're feeling?
Yeah, because if you have a brother or sister, and if they're smaller, and you can see how baby Dave works, and then you can see how they work as well.
So do you think you're getting on better with your did you say a brother and sister?
Yeah. Well, before, my brother kind of used to chase after me when I went into when me and my friend came and playing, he sort of chased me out of the room, but
that doesn't happen now.
No,
because you can chat away, can you?
Yeah.
Do you think it's easier to notice feelings in other people now?
Yeah.
What would you notice?
Like, you would notice if they're sad or if they're happy or if they're angry.
Have you ever noticed how somebody's feeling and then talk to them about that?
Yeah, a bit.
Maybe if somebody was sad and if they hurt themselves or something, I'd say what's wrong and then see how I try and make them happier and go play with them.
Now, you mentioned earlier, Aideen, they're guided through the programme by one of the teachers.
Yes, so Elaine Connolly is Skolnamookalee's resource teacher. So she's the certified instructor for the programme, and her role is to help the children reflect on their feelings. And she says the boys absolutely love Lisa and Dave's visit.
If I meet them on the corridor, it's a case of, when is baby Dave coming? Is he coming tomorrow? Is he coming next week? When is he coming? I mean, that's very special. And even today now, they were just so thrilled with seeing him sitting on his own. And now that he's able to grab things as well, they're taking such delight in his development. We've been talking about sleeping and how some of us need maybe help to go to sleep. So we're talking about transitional objects that they might need, like a blanket or a soother or having a light on. So I arrived into the classroom yesterday and I brought in my age-old teddy bear. I won't say how old he is because he's as old as myself. And they were intrigued to think the teacher, my goodness, imagine she had a teddy bear and she used to cuddle it. One of the little boys wanted to know, did I tell my friends about my teddy bear when I was young? And I said, well, actually, no, I didn't. I never told my friends that I had a teddy that I brought to bed every night and that I sucked my thumb and all of that, because we never had an opportunity to talk about those things. And I said, you know, how lucky you are, because look, you can look around your classroom now and you can see how many boys here today actually brought in a teddy, a bunny, a blanket of some kind or other. So you know that you're not the only one. I'm an absolutely complete advocate of the programme. I think this is one of the best things a child can learn, because, you know, we are always on about their standard of Irish, their standard of maths and English. But really, when you think about your life, the most important thing in my life, I know, are the people that are in it, the relationships that I have with people. And if I can nurture a positive relationship, I think that's probably the most important thing, you know, to make connections with people, to learn how to deal with people, how to understand them. And I think if we can give that to our children, I think we've done the best job we can possibly do.
And that's Elaine Connolly, Skolnamookalee's resource teacher. How did this whole thing come about then, Aideen?
So Roots of Empathy was founded in Toronto in 1996 and Barnardo's brought it to Ireland in 2011. So now it's overseeing 154 programmes across the country. Susanna Nunez is the project leader and she says that this is actually backed up by research.
So this the science behind it, because there is a science behind it, and this is why feelings are so important in the Roots of Empathy program, is because as soon as we are able to name a feeling, actually our stress hormones go down.
And do some of the children learn a feeling is it illuminating for them?
Very often. For example, a feeling of pride. And it is one that very often what I find is that they find it very difficult to find a time to tell us about the time that they felt proud. They can tell you about the time that they that someone else felt happy for them. So, I mean, I have seen around the blanket when we, for example, when we see the baby doing something for the first time, and it's such a moment of pride, for example, when the baby turns for the first time. They're all happy to celebrate for the baby. However, when you turn that back to them and that you ask them to maybe think about the time when they did something for the first time and they felt very proud, that can be quite a great moment for them. It's almost like that sort of like light bulb moment.
This isn't something these children will have to worry about for a long time, yeah. But consent is obviously something that's very important now and people are talking a lot about. Is this the root of it?
So in relation to consent, actually, this is something that we have been aware for a long, long time. When we invite the baby to do things, we always ask the baby for consent. Will it be okay for me to play with you? Will it be okay for me to pick you up? And often what happens is that the children don't understand why we're asking. But why are you asking the baby? Is it okay? Like, they're not going to be able to tell you. Yes, the baby's going to be able to tell me not maybe through the use of words. That's why we have to observe the baby. We need to be able to look at baby's face. We need to be able to look at baby's body. What is baby telling me? So for example, that when Elaine today was doing an exercise with baby went quite stiff and his legs and arms were not moving. Elaine knew straight away and said to the boys, is the baby liking this? Is the baby liking me playing with him? No, I think then we should actually pass him over to mom because I don't think he's liking this. So, I mean, talk about consent. That's what we're trying to get children to understand from a very early age, that is we need to look for that consent with everyone.
And that's Susanna Nunes of Bernardas. So if any teachers or principals are listening and they want to get involved in this, what do they do?
So they can contact Susanna. You can find her details and more about the programme under the Work in Schools section of Bernardas.ie. And we'll put the details up on newstalk.com as well.
Aideen, thank you very much.